in this bulletin. Myanmar's military says a free and fair election will be held later this year as world leaders condemn its actions. Australian Federal Parliament sits for the first time this year. And in sport, the ATP Cup begins with an Argentinian tennis star dedicating his campaign to the late Diego Maradona. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Myanmar's military says a free and fair election will be held later this year, and it will hand power to the winning party at the end of the state of emergency. The country's newly appointed acting president has met with top military officials in the capital after the army seized power and detained democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. World leaders have condemned Myanmar's military for the action, with the United States, the European Union and China amongst the latest to respond. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says China hopes Myanmar can maintain political and social stability.
We have noted what happened in Myanmar and we are learning the further situation now. China is a friendly neighbour of Myanmar. We hope that all parties will properly handle their differences under the constitutional and legal framework and maintain political and social stability.
Pro-Suu Kyi protests took place overnight in Thailand and Japan, while pro-military supporters gathered in Yangon to celebrate. Burmese youth activist and television host Ms. Tinza Shunlay says the military still want to control the country.
They just use this as an excuse to coup. So they try to maintain the stability and now they are calling for another election. The military always claim themselves as the true guardian of the democracy in Myanmar. They are worried if the country will be influenced by the Western country, etc. There are protests against the election result and election fraud. The military is feeling bullied.
Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won an election last November, and the country's election commission dismissed allegations of fraud. United Nations envoy to Myanmar member Tom Andrews is urging the international community to condemn the actions of the military.
Well, it is... It's just outrageous. It's deeply disturbing. Democracy has been overturned by the generals. Many people are now in detention. And I think what's important is for the international community, first and foremost, to speak out very clearly, very unequivocally.
In Australia, the future of coronavirus support measures will be considered as Federal Parliament sits for the first time this year. The JobSeeker wage subsidies and JobSeeker supplement payments brought in to support Australians struggling financially through the pandemic are scheduled to finish at the end of March. Labor is expected to seek a government explanation as to why JobKeeper won't be extended when many businesses continue to struggle and what level JobSeeker will be set at. Western Australians will find out in the coming days whether the state's coronavirus outbreak is under control. A quarantine hotel security guard tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend, triggering a five-day lockdown across metropolitan Perth and the nearby Peel and Southwest regions. No community cases have been detected so far, but genomic sequencing has confirmed the guard has the highly infectious UK variant of coronavirus. Authorities expect most of his close contacts will be retested by tomorrow, providing clarity as to whether the lockdown is likely to end as scheduled. The federal government says it's working to adapt its COVID-19 vaccine campaign into languages other than English. But doctors say they want to work with the government to help make accurate, reliable information available more accessible to culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Dr. Mukesh Haikelwal is a general practitioner in Hobsons Bay in Melbourne's southwest and says an information campaign like this could be the difference between life and death.
We need messaging in many languages. We need that in a written form. We also need it in clips, so in a way that people can listen to it or can view it on the social media or other platforms. So the messaging needs to be multi-platformed and multilingual, and also multi-age groups.
To sport now, and tennis players are fine-tuning their fitness by representing their country as they prepare themselves individually for Australian Open singles matches next week. The ATP Cup gets underway today in Melbourne. It involves 12 countries across four groups. Argentine Diego Schwartzman says he hopes to honour the late Diego Maradona, who was one of his heroes.
Maradona was one of the best in the history in the sports, I think the best, and what he represents in Argentina, it's too much. He was one of the best in the history in Argentina.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, sunny 37, Adelaide 25 degrees, partly cloudy. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 19 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, day 20 degrees. In Canberra, a possible shower or two, 25 degrees. In Sydney today, 24 degrees. Brisbane, 28 degrees. Showers, mostly sunny in Cairns today, 32. Rain in Darwin, 29 degrees. I'm Sofia Petrovic. You're listening to SBS News.